you thankful for? This is about you and God, what he's done in you, for you, what he's shown you. It's just an opportunity for you to share that. So right now we're gonna sing of his goodness and his love. And then after the song, we'll open up with a sharing. And it's gonna kind of go song, then sharing time. For my Catholic brothers and sisters who have that background, there's gonna be a lot of standing and sitting this morning. You'll feel right at home. So it'll be a little bit different. So if you'd stand with us, let's sing together, and then we'll share of God's goodness. God, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the truth of that song, Lord. How you've chased us down at times when we've walked away, when we've run away. God, we have so much to be thankful for. And I pray, God, that by your Holy Spirit, you would just work in our hearts this morning. Holy Spirit, come, fill us, remind us of your goodness, and God, help us to tell of that goodness to one another. God, I pray that the lies of the enemy wouldn't hold us back, that we'd step out in boldness, and God, as a result, you would bless your people as we share your goodness, your grace, and your love. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, you might be seated. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." All right, so the mic is open. Who'd like to be the first one to come up and share? And you just make your way up. Come on up. Come on up. And then if you would, share your name as you share, and then share what you have to with the congregation.
Well, in summary, no, I just always wanted to say that. But we're Nancy and Tom Fitzpatrick. I want everybody just real quickly to look to your left and look to your right. That's the family of God. A little over a year ago.
You knew we would do this.
I was T-boned by a garbage truck. I had brain bleeds, I crushed my ribs, my shoulder. Anyway, I survived because of you and because of the prayers that you gave to us and the support that you gave to my wife. I was asleep. I was taking a nap through all of it, so I really didn't see you. But I know that you were there and that your prayers were there and that God was there with me. And with you and with my precious wife. So I just wanted to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, family of God, for what you've done for us and for the healing that's in my body, because I wouldn't be standing here without you.
Amen. Our story is really one of redemption. One of my favorite scriptures is, "I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." And oh my goodness, did we see his goodness? Just like what Tom has said, we saw his goodness in how you reached out to us, your prayers. I would come home. We were in Gainesville because he was life-flighted. The accident happened in Lake City, so he was life-flighted to Shands in Gainesville, where he spent a few weeks in the trauma center there. And so, you know, going back and forth to Gainesville and whatever, y'all gave gift cards, and you gave so much of yourselves to us. So I just could never thank you enough. Our journey has been, like I said, redemption. I have to kind of back up because we had a very successful business for many years. The recession hit, and we had a not so successful business. So through bankruptcies and all that kind of stuff, we sold, you know, almost, you know, more than half of what we owned and whatever. But, you know, we landed on our feet. We've had the blessings of a lovely rental house for 3 years. So, I mean, we've really, God's hand has been, just when we thought that, you know, it was so bleak, his love just kind of carried us through it, his faithfulness. I can't even begin to say thank you for being our family. We've got a great family, but our God family stood up and carried us through all that mess and through this. But I have to tell you that Tom is such a warrior because he fought so much. And by God's grace, giving him strength to go through what he went through, he is a warrior. And I'm so grateful that he's standing here with me this morning. But I just want to say thank you. And one more thing, a word of praise. We closed on a house this week. So now we are a homeowner again. So God is grateful.
I'm very thankful. Amen. Amen. Thanks for sharing, guys. All right, who else? Who's next? Come on.
I kept thinking all week that I really probably wasn't going to share today, but God just kind of hit me between the head this morning and said, what about Guatemala? And so this song that they just sang just was perfect because it was like God tore down walls. He broke up the lies that I was too old, you know, just can't just go to on a mission trip, you know, at this age. And but I've had such a desire to do that, and I'm thankful for a church that provides the opportunities. It was so neat to be with other believers of a different culture, and just it really was. They say when you go on those mission trips that it can be a life changer, and it really has been. And I'm so grateful that my husband was interested and was able to go as well, and just how God worked it all out. And when we came close to having to cancel, and just, you know, God just intervened. And it was such a precious gift, I thought, that just God allowed me to see a little bit of what goes on in other cultures, and the joy for the Lord they have and have nothing. And it was just such a blessing for me to be able to be a part of that. And I still see their faces in my mind, and just they'll always be there as part of somebody that I continue to pray for, because I've been there and I've seen where they're at and what they're going through. So I'm just grateful for that, and thankful to the Lord that he opened the doors and that he continued to break down the walls and get me to a point of realizing that this is where he wanted me to go. So thank you.
Awesome. You're not too old to go on a mission trip. That's awesome. All right, one more before we... Who else? All right, John, come on.
All right. Thank you, Emmaus. God, I tell you, Vic, I had an open heart surgery. And thank you, Chuck, and thank you, Donna. And thank all y'all for my prayers for me. God has been good to me, my wife, and I just want to thank everybody that prayed for me. God bless you.
Amen. Well, let's stand and let's continue to worship through song. And just listen to the Holy Spirit if he nudges you to come up and share in just a moment. Psalm 107 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies. Amen. Here's your opportunity to speak out. Who's next? Who wants to share about what God's been doing? Come on, Rusty.
First of all, it's been a long time since I stood at the front of a church and spoke, so I'm a little nervous. But anyway, I've been thinking a lot about who we are in God, and we were in a ministry for a long time, and I was on fire, and, you know, and when it stopped, I kind of felt lost. So I've been seeking God about what happened, what am I looking for, and all of a sudden, these people from the ministry, young people, started coming back in our lives, and I realized that all the time we put in and all that didn't end when the ministry did. And so this morning I was thinking over that, and this thing came to mind that John Piper said, and that God is most glorified in us when we're most satisfied in him. So then I was thinking about Mary, and I've been reading the Gospels, and Mary was impregnated by the Holy Spirit. And when Jesus ascended to the Father, the Holy Spirit came and impregnated us. So we have the same Spirit that rose Christ from the dead, lives in us. So no matter where you are charismatically, you have the Holy Spirit within you. So just, you know, be thankful for that. That's what I'm thankful for.
Amen. Amen. It's awesome to remember those seeds that are sown, God waters them, and sometimes we see that fruit, and sometimes, you know, we may not see it till the other side. Come on up, come on up. All right, Betty.
I can tell, whoops, I just meant to bet you down, so, okay. I can tell I'm a stranger to everybody, because in a normal crowd, especially half this size, anybody that knows me would have busted out laughing, because Betty never makes anything short and sweet. But
I'll help you out, Betty.
Okay, I remember the three-minute time rule. I can't remember names, but I remember that rule. Okay, I went to 4 churches before I finally found the church that God intended me to come to, because I look forward every Saturday night, really, to get ready to come to church. And I really have not felt that way in the past. I'm not lying. I'm not trying to exaggerate. I just love this church. And while I can't remember names, I love the idea of the tags, because that's the only way I'm going to remember y'all. And Ben and Aaron, they're one of the reasons I came here, because that's my great nephew, and I knew I would know somebody here. And the people I've made friends with, I still can't remember their names, but that's because I'm old. But I just want to say, I said, how can I have gone to 3 other churches before I came here? I mean, how's that possible when the one thing I have learned, there's only one church?
Yeah.
So I can't figure that out yet, but I'm sure I'll get an explanation, I know. And I just want to say I love being here, and I hope to, if I haven't met you yet, I hope to meet you, and please wear your name tags.
Thank you. Amen. That's awesome. Your name tags help us out. Come on up. That was great.
So, we're about to celebrate her first birthday, and a little over a year ago, we knew nothing about her. So, we just wanted to say how thankful we are to everybody who sent prayers our way, and to God especially for giving us this beautiful little girl who's never really had any issues, even though there was not a whole lot of preparation for her or anything. Mm-hmm. So, we just wanted to say how thankful we are for that.
Yeah, and thank you to everybody who came alongside us and helped us get prepared for her when we found out at 31 weeks. So, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Amen. Thanks. One more. Come on.
Hi, my name's Paul, in case anybody didn't know. I'm thankful for the name tags, too. Earlier this year, my son Caleb was in a bike accident, and that was a kind of a traumatic experience for both of us because we were together when it happened. And I guess the theme for this year has been, and it kind of started with that accident, is that God sustains us, and even when we don't know what's going to happen or how things are going to work out. And so, I mean, I just remember him laying in the road unconscious, and you know, I'm standing, you know, I'm with him, and I can't, you know, I can't do anything at this point other than pray and ask God to do something. So that was very difficult, and he did, you know, he came to, and then he started like freaking out, and he was all out of it and talking crazy, and so but he came through. He didn't have any damage. He had a concussion, and he had a really bad mess on his head for a while, but I just want to thank God for Caleb. He's back there now. He's doing fine, and thankful for his life. And then the other thing that happened all through this year, any small business owners out there, you can relate to the fact that there's a lot of times and you're not in control, and you don't know how things are going to work out. But somehow, some way, God comes through when we put our trust in him. And there's a verse in Psalm 18, which I was reading this morning, in NIV translation only, for whatever reason. He talks about God is, he like keeps our lamp burning. He like sustains us and keeps his lamp, our lamp burning. And he's also, he brings light into our darkness. And that just really struck me this morning about how he's done that so many times. He's come through for us this year, not just with Caleb, but with our business and other things in life. And I just want to give him thanks for that.
Thanks. Amen. Awesome. Thanks for sharing, Paul. Let's sing worship together. Amen. Psalm 100 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Let's continue to share of his faithfulness. Who's next? Just make your way up. Don't need to raise your hand. And whoever wins the race. Sorry, Pete.
You're. I was faster than you. No, I'm just kidding. I just want to say that I'm so thankful for this church. I'm not really good in front of people. But anytime you ever need anything to be prayed about, this church is always open and people always ask how you are. And we've had two things this year that God has really blessed us with. We've been praying for 2 years that Fritz would get a job that he actually likes, and God opened that door. And the other thing is our daughter and son-in-law, they told them they could never have a baby without help, and God has blessed us with a beautiful grandbaby boy. So I'm very thankful. I thank for this church, for everybody who always prays for us and that we can share our lives together. And if you're not connected with people here, please get connected, because people are just awesome.
Awesome. Thanks, Brenda.
I just wanted to share, it occurred to me last weekend that it was 20 years ago to this very time of year that I was a complete wreck. I was swimming around in the bottle of Bushmills whiskey and using cocaine to get out of that bottle. And little did I know at that time that in less than a month, the Lord was going to interrupt my life in a dramatic way. And I went from absolute nothingness into 3 years later meeting my wife, being connected with the ministry at that time, going through counseling and healing. And I just want to say that 20 years later, the work that God has done in my life is absolutely incredible. And the person I am today is so radically different from who I was at that time. So I just want to thank God for his faithfulness. We were just talking about last night at dinner how through all of the years, all of the struggles, he has never, ever, ever, ever failed us or let us down. And I just want to give him thanks for that.
Amen. Awesome. Thank you. All right, who else? Come on.
Hi, I'm Tammy. This is difficult. About a year ago, I found I needed to separate from my husband, and we were divorced in October. And some of you know that already. I just want to praise God for how much he's lifted me up through this whole year and month or so. He's provided me wonderful friends through my church. He's just provided for me with all kinds of things. You know, I can't even tell you all the things. It's just been wonderful, most especially the friendships that I've had here. And there's a divorce care group that's in the area that I have joined, and that's been wonderful because it's been supportive of me. You know, not just me, and we all understand what's going on. But I just want to thank God that he's provided all you that are just so sweet to me and my family. Just thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Jen. Even in the midst of tough times, we have things to be thankful for. Oh, Gia, you just cut off this wonderful woman behind you. So you come on up. Come on. And then, Gia, you guys can go after the next song. How's that? Come on and share.
Thank you. None of you know us. My husband and I travel full time with the ministry, Christian Sowers group called Servants on Wheels Ever Ready. But what I'm thankful for, and I believe in divine intervention, because we wouldn't be here except for, I believe, fellow members of this church, Bobby and Roger Hoover, who my husband has known for years, and they, when they found out we were in this area, said, well, this is where you need to go to church. So we stopped here today, and I just can't tell you how thankful I am that we did. The family, the love of Jesus that's here is just so evident. And I'm not really good at public speaking, so I'm shaken. But I just need you to know that you're never too late, too old. You're never too, just to experience God's love, to step out. We left California 3.5 years ago, and we live full time in our fifth wheel. And we travel to different sower projects where we stay for 3 weeks and just help them with whatever they need so that they can do other ministry projects. But I just needed to say that the love that is here, I just feel it so deeply that I just had to step forward and tell you that I'm just so thankful that God's family is all over this country. We've traveled through all but 4 of the states now. And I'm just so thankful for how God's family loves each other and is there for each other. And I feel it here. So anyway, thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Thanks, Linda. So how many churches are there? One church. It just meets in many different places. All right, if you'd stand, let's worship again through song. Amen. You may be seated. Gia, come on. You guys were on deck. Come on up. Let's continue to worship him through praise.
Good morning, Emmaus. Good morning, family. We have our name tag on as well. My wife and I. I just want to thank God. I'm thankful for all of you. We are thankful for all of you so much. But above all that, I want to give praise. I want to give honor. I want to give all glory and all adoration and all worship to the one to whom all is due, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is our Father, the Father of fathers. He has been there for us. When I think back, this is 2018. We are here in November. From January, all that we have been through, all of his faithfulness, the Bible says that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. That his mercies every day never come to an end. He never gets tired of being merciful to us, no matter how we blow it, no matter how we messed up, and we have not been always faithful. But it also says that his faithfulness, not mine, his faithfulness has been grateful. It's great, it's great, it's great. And so I just thank the Lord for bringing, my wife and I have been through so much this year, from taking us, not just in the personal, but in ministry also. But I thank God for, at a time when I did not have jobs, nothing was stable, and the Lord gave us a job, gave me a job, and things were looking so well and so good, and we're planning to go to South Florida, and I'm looking for work. As I was looking for work, all the jobs down there that I was seeing on the Indeed, it looked like I was going to end up, and the cost of living is far more than here in Jacksonville. It looked like everything was going to be, the amount that I was going to make was going to be so much less. And that was a concern for me, honestly, you know, because I know it's more expensive over there. Although I was even willing to accept, I brought myself to a point where just I resigned myself that I'm going to be making less down there. And by God's faithfulness, the Lord gave me a job. As we prayed, he gave me a job down there, and I'm making more than I was making here. God is faithful. The Lord is faithful. Not only that, driving up and down the highway, he has kept us. We drive faithfully down. Last week when I was coming, my car was literally almost on fire. I'm telling you. And I didn't want to stop. I didn't have to use the bathroom. Normally I would stop and use, I didn't have to use, everything worked out so perfectly because I was like, if I stop, I'm not going to make it. And I was able to drive the car straight into the mechanic and leave it there, and he fixed it, and I was able to get going the next day. God is faithful. This God that we serve is faithful. And I just want to thank him. I bless him and exalt him. Let's be faithful to him. It's in him that we live, that we move, that we have our being. Time is not enough, but thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you and we love you.
Amen. Would you like to?
I want to thank God for what God has done for us, the way God is directing us, where to go and what to do. Because like I said, we never know about Emmaus, especially me. I don't know even to call the name Emmaus. I used to call, ask my husband, what is the church name again? But it was God who directed us here, because we don't have no friend here. We don't have nobody here. We don't know anybody. But God directed us here. And when we came here, I feel the connection like we used to be in some other churches. People, they don't even know your name. You go outside, you see somebody. Like I used to go C-Jax. They say, hi, C-Jax. That's how they call you, by your church name. You know, by the church, instead of calling you Regina, they say, hi, C-Jax. You know, but here, at least everybody trying to know your name. And when you enter, everybody give you a hug and try to talk to you and try to know your family, how things are going home, or this kind of thing, how your husband is doing. So I feel the connection and how much people care for each other here. So I thank God for that and for God bringing us. There was one time I think that this is where God wants us to be. And when my husband said we had to go South Florida, I was thinking that maybe we never know about this church, but God brought us in this church. Maybe God wants us to be here. And I remember I prayed to God. I said, God, if my husband is just making up something to go to South Florida, I said, please, when he looking for a job, don't give him a job there. And I was praying to that. I said, God, let him not have a job, but the confirmation that God gave me is he got a job even better than Jacksonville. So I just think like, yes, maybe this is where God, even his parents say, don't, if you don't want to go, don't go. I said, but I pray to God for him not to have a job. And God gave him a job better than what he has. So I just think that God is the one giving us the direction where to go. He brought us here to learn something and to meet people, and Vic pray for us and send us out. So I know all that is from God. So I just thank God, and I thank God all the people in Emmaus that are helping us, Bob helping me to know God, to know the Bible more, and I thank God for Bob and his wife and all the other family in here.
Amen. So that's why it took you so long to find a job. That was awesome.
Good morning. My name's Stan. I've been coming here for probably about 9 years. Natalie and I started coming here just before we had our daughter, Anne-Marie. I'm just blessed, and I'm thankful for everything that God has done in my life. I don't acknowledge it very often. I don't pray as much as I should, and I don't, I guess, have as much faith in the Lord as I should, but I know that I've been truly blessed. I've struggled with addiction and anger and just impatience. I'm just not an easy person to get along with. And the one thing that I'm really blessed with, and God has blessed me with, a wonderful woman. I mean, she stood by me through so much since we've had our daughter. I'm not a very patient person, so struggles with a young girl. She's seven, and she's got ADHD, and she's a handful. And I'm not a very patient person, so we don't see eye to eye, and we have our differences quite often. Natalie's always been there. She's always been the voice of reason. She's put up with so much, and I can't thank God enough for bringing her into my life, because she truly is a wonderful woman. She's put up with so much crap from me over the years that we've been together, almost 10 years now. And she's a blessing to everybody that she comes in contact with. I mean, she's got a great heart. She's a wonderful woman. She's just truly a blessing to me and to everybody that she comes in contact with. So I just wanted to thank God for that, for blessing me with a wonderful family, with this community. I know some of y'all well, some of you not so well, but this is a wonderful place, and there's just so many nice, good-hearted people here. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Stan. All right. Anyone else? Going once, going twice. Come on, man. I won't repeat that one for you. all right, Ron.
Hi, my name is Ron, and I guess I've been coming here about 7 or 8 years. But I heard several people this morning in their testimony saying, you're never too old to do this or that. And I want to announce now that I always wanted to take tap dancing lessons. So, so be prepared. This morning early, I had a phone call with a friend of mine in New York, and I've known her four sisters all my life, since I'm about 7 years old. We had a good laugh and a good talk. And as she's talking to me and asking me about what I've been doing in the last 60 years, she said, you know, you always lived on the edge, Ron. And I have been living on the edge of life all my life. I never found that secure footing. I was always on ice that was going up and down. But God has held me on the edge, preventing me from falling into the water or into the ice or into the pit. And I have spent 20 years in foreign countries, traipsing all over the world through jungles, wars, and deserts. And he brought me through it all. You know, he just had me on the edge. And the faith that I have, I sometimes don't even know the strength of that faith. It's almost unknown to me, but I march on. And I march on, and I never really hit a brick wall. God has always broken down every wall for me. He's opened up every door for me. And while he hasn't given me the sound structures that you probably all have with pensions and houses and this and that, still I'm well. I'm well and I'm happy. And I give all the thanks to God. He's just blessed me through my entire life. And I want to thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you to this family. I'll mention one other thing. I'm at that point in life where I generally get itchy after 7 years someplace, and I want to move on. You know, that's my typical pattern. But I've got no desire to move on. I'm happy here in this church. It's a wonderful family, and I feel God's love all the time. So thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thanks, Ron. All right, let's stand together. We're going to sing one more song. I do want to let you know that to either side of the stage, there is communion available, and in the back. If you just want to take a moment just thank God for what he's done for you. Just above all, to thank him for his grace and his love extended to us through Christ. And I just want to take a moment and pray. And if you feel led, do that with friends or family. Take a moment of communion. We'll worship together through this last song, but let's just thank God. God, thank you so much for all that you're doing in our lives. And today was just a little snapshot. There's so many more stories and so many things that we could testify of, but we thank you for your love. We thank you that while we were still sinners running away from you, that you came and you died for us, that your blood was shed for us, that you rose from the dead. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that gives us life. We thank you for new life, for regeneration and forgiveness. And God, I pray that as we walk through this life, even through the times of struggle, that we would be that light, that we would share that love with others. And God, I pray that as we leave this place, we'd leave encouraged, God, by one another, by what you've done in our lives. And God, we just thank you and we praise you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, he's perfect in all of his ways, even though we're imperfect. He invites us into a relationship with him. And I just want to say real briefly, I'm just thankful for all of you. I'm thankful to be a small part of, you know, as we hear what God's doing in and through all of your lives and in this congregation, to just be a small part of that. I know I speak for the leadership team when I say that, you know, I'm grateful for a group of people, even though we walk through this life imperfectly, even though we struggle, even at times when the world pulls at us and we find ourselves being more focused on this earthly kingdom than God's kingdom, there's grace there from the Lord, and there's grace for one another. And so I'm just grateful for a congregation, a group of people, including the leaders, who are willing to just say, all right, God, whatever it is you want for us, whatever it is you have for us, we want to surrender to that. We want to be led by you and by your Holy Spirit, not what the world's doing, not what the church, even the rest of the church in our nation is doing, but God, we want to be led by your Spirit. And wherever that would take us, we want to pour ourselves out for you. And so I'm just thankful for all of you, thankful for those of you who give to the mission here and who continue to pray. And we've had an opportunity this year to be a part of some really, really cool stuff. I mean, here in Jacksonville and around the world, and I'm just grateful for that. So I want to just pray for us as we wrap up this morning. And again, just direct our attention to the one who loves us and who loves this world that we live in. He loves all the people outside there, and he wants to use us to be a blessing and to share that love with all of them. So God, we thank you. God, I thank you for each person in this room, the things we've heard, Lord, the stories that we could tell of your goodness and of your grace. And the truth is, there's a lot of stories out there. There's a lot of people out there who have a lot of things to say about you. But God, we know that you're good. You've shown your goodness to us, and we know that you're good. And we know that there's good news to proclaim to this world. And so I pray that you continue your work in our lives, God, drawing us closer and closer to you, helping us to surrender, Lord, to seek first your kingdom, not this worldly kingdom. And as we're bound by things, Lord, to be willing to surrender those and lay them at your feet and to walk in the freedom that you've called us to walk in. And as we do that, to tell the people around us that there is a good God who loves you, who sent his son Jesus to die for you. He rose from the dead and will give you new life. God, help us to walk in that new life. And as we do, help us to love one another just as you have loved us, to be willing to continue to lay down our lives for one another, Lord, that these stories would continue. And they're not stories of our goodness. They're all stories of your goodness. God, when we talk about what a blessing this church or these people have been, it's because you've been good to us, because you've blessed us and changed us so that we would love each other. And so, God, we just thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you that you would use everyday messed up people like us to be a part of what you're doing in this world. God, please continue to do it. We pray that you'd be glorified through it all. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you need prayer for anything, we'd love to talk to you, pray for you about anything that's going on in life. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a great and blessed week.